This is the Blind Geek Zone, Mac podcast number 3 for December 1st, 2009. Hey, this is Rick, and I'm back again with another in the series of my Mac podcasts. Today, I'm going to talk about a couple of mailing lists that you can join, and I'm going to take you to a website that has a lot of useful information for people like and myself getting started with the Mac. And you may want to listen to this. What I'm going to do today is I'm going to go to this one website of interest, and I'm going to go through setting up voiceover settings and stuff that will optimize its use on the Mac. So, all right. There's a couple of mailing lists of interest that are very good that I've found. One of them is called Mac Visionaries. It's a Google Groups list, and you can join it by going to www.macvisionaries.com. Here you can join up for the list and get some other useful information. I believe there's other information on that website as well to help people. Some tutorials and stuff, if I remember right. There's also another list that I saw that is interesting, and there may be others, but these are just the two that I've noticed. This other one is called Mac VoiceOver, and it's on FreeList. And one way to get to this is a website called iCanWorkThisThing.com. That's www.iCanWorkThisThing.com. And this is where I'm at right now. And what I'm going to do here, since I'm still not real comfortable with Safari, is I'm going to use the Windows PC, and I'm going to use JAWS and Internet Explorer, and I'm going to go through some settings here on this website. And then on the Mac side here, I'm actually going to set the settings. So, all right.
iCanWorkThisThing.com.
And that's where we're at right now. iCanWorkThisThing.com. It's a very good resource for getting started, and there's lots of different utilities here, different documents and things that'll get you going. All right.
Global settings.
All right, I'm going to skip down through this page to the global settings. I'm not going to go through the what is VoiceOver and all that, because you all know what VoiceOver is by now, and you can go through that yourselves. All right, so
blank. Global settings affect VoiceOver's performance throughout the entire operating system and are not specific to a particular application. The following settings will ensure that VoiceOver performs correctly. Activate the VoiceOver utility by pressing Vo keys F8.
All right, so we're going to activate the VoiceOver utility by pressing the Vo keys, which, again, is the Control and the Option keys.
Opening VoiceOver, VoiceOver Utility, Window, VoiceOver Utility, Utility Categories, Table, One Row Selected. Column Left Paren, 1 of 1 Right Paren, General, Has Keyboard Focus.
All right.
This is a table of categories that offers a wide variety of customization options. This table can be navigated by either pressing the first letter of the desired category or by using the up and down arrows to move through the table. The navigation item is extremely important and will allow a user to configure how the keyboard focus, VoiceOver cursor, and mouse pointer follow each other. To select navigation, press the letter quote end quote and the word quote navigation quote will be heard.
All right.
Navigation.
Blank. Note colon while navigating with VoiceOver, the Vo keys left paren control dash option right paren must be held down. Alternatively, they may be locked by pressing Vo keys dash semicolon. Blank. To move through the various settings, be sure to hold the Vo keys down while pressing the right arrow. To check or uncheck an item, hold the Vo keys down and press the space bar. The following items should be checked, colon. Blank. VoiceOver cursor tracks keyboard focus.
Okay. Tab in here.
Keyboard focused item. Initial position of VoiceOver cursor colon. Pop-up button.
Let's see.
VoiceOver cursor tracks keyboard focus.
Keyboard focus follows VoiceOver cursor. Check checkbox.
And that's checked.
VoiceOver cursor tracks keyboard focus.
VoiceOver cursor.
VoiceOver cursor follows keyboard focus. Check checkbox.
Okay.
Keyboard focus follows VoiceOver cursor. Check checkbox.
Keyboard focus tracks VoiceOver cursor.
Okay, that's checked.
Mouse cursor tracks VoiceOver cursor.
VoiceOver cursor follows keyboard focus. Check checkbox. Insertion point follows VoiceOver cursor. Check checkbox. VoiceOver cursor follows insertion point. Check checkbox. Ignores VoiceOver cursor. Mouse cursor colon. Pop-up button. Allow cursor wrapping. Uncheck checkbox.
Note that VoiceOver cursor tracks mouse cursor is not checked. This is a safety precaution should a blind user accidentally bump the mouse or the track.
Okay, and I haven't seen this yet.
Pad on the notebook computer, the VoiceOver cursor's position would change, making it difficult to stay focused on the particular item. Blank. The next category whose settings are important is called quote web quote. To get to this category, press vo keys dash home. This will return the VoiceOver cursor back.
Alright, let's see what's going on here.
Skip redundant labels. Uncheck checkbox. Automatically interact when using tab key. Check checkbox. Help button. Utility categories. Table. One row selected. Column left paren. One of one right paren. Navigation.
I didn't see the mouse.
Keyboard focused item. Initial position of VoiceOver cursor colon. Pop-up button. Keyboard focus follows VoiceOver cursor. Check checkbox. VoiceOver cursor follows keyboard focus. Check checkbox. Insertion point follows VoiceOver cursor. Check checkbox. VoiceOver cursor follows insertion point. Check checkbox. Ignores VoiceOver cursor. Mouse cursor colon. Pop-up button.
Okay, and we'll go
menu,
in here.
Three items. Check mark. Ignores VoiceOver cursor. Follows VoiceOver cursor. Moves VoiceOver cursor. Follows check mark. Ignores VoiceOver cursor.
All right, and it is set to ignore.
Closing menu. Ignores VoiceOver cursor. Mouse cursor colon. Pop-up button.
All right. And we don't have to worry about anything else there. So, it said...
Blank. Pad on the notebook computer. The void blank. The next category whose settings are important is called quote web quote. To get to this category, press vo keys dash home. This will return the VoiceOver cursor back.
Vo keys dash home, huh?
Utility categories. Table. One row selected. Column left paren. One of one right paren. Navigation.
All right. And that took us back out. And put us in the navigation section of the table.
The next category whose settings are important is called quote web quote. To get to this category, press vo keys dash home. This will return the VoiceOver cursor back. To the utility categories table, press the letter quote W quote and hear the word quote web quote.
All right. Then we'll do that.
Web.
Blank. The following items should be checked, colon. Blank. VoiceOver cursor moves to newly loaded web dash page.
All right. Let's go in here.
DOM order. Selected radio button 1 of 2. Speak web page summary when loading a new web page colon. Uncheck checkbox. Move the VoiceOver cursor to it when loading a new web page colon. Check checkbox.
And that is checked.
Group items in web pages. Navigate images. Blank. Navigate group items in web pages. VoiceOver cursor moves to newly loaded web dash page. Blank.
Let's see here.
The following items should be checked. Blank. VoiceOver cursor moves to newly loaded web dash page.
Okay.
Group items in web pages.
Automatically speak the web page when loading a new web page colon. Check checkbox. Group items within when navigating tables colon. Uncheck checkbox.
Group items in web pages.
Okay, that's different. This says group items in tables.
Speak column and row numbers. Check checkbox. Always navigate images colon. Pop-up button. Select web item rotor includes colon. Menu button. Help button.
Navigate images.
Select web item rotor. Always navigate images colon. Pop-up button.
Okay, that's selected to always.
Blank. Items can be checked or unchecked by using vo keys along blank. Navigate images. Group items in web pages. VoiceOver cursor moves to newly loaded web dash page. Blank.
Okay, The only one I haven't seen so far is the group items.
Select web item rotor includes colon help button. Utility categories table one row selected. Column left paren 1 of 1 right paren web. DOM order selected radio button 1 of 2.
Let's see here.
Grouping items selected radio button 2 of 2.
All right, and I've kind of heard conflicting information here. Some people say they like this set to DOM, which kind of makes it look a little more like it would for a Windows screen reader where it just goes right straight down the page. And this is telling us to do it by groups. I haven't tried Safari using this method yet, but I guess for the sake of the tutorial, here's where the setting is, and you can set it however you want it. Right now, I'm going to leave mine to DOM.
The following items should be checked, colon.
DOM order, selected radio button, 1 of 2.
And I'm going to leave it to DOM order. And at some point, I'll look at the changes here as to how it looks in the group order, and then I'll comment. But for right now, I'm just going to leave it like this. So that's the only thing I'll say there. That's up to you how you want to set it, though. Okay.
Blend. VoiceOver. Group items and web. Navigate images. Blend. Items can be checked or unchecked by using vo keys along with the left and right arrows to find the item and pressing vo keys dash space bar to check or uncheck the item. VoiceOver will speak the state of the item. There are many other settings that can be customized to suit the user. However, the settings outlined in this document are essential for optimizing. VoiceOver. Also note that although some of the settings mentioned dealt with web pages, they have been included in the global list. Blend. Application-specific settings.
All right. And I guess these are the major global changes that we do with the VoiceOver utility. And like this just said, there are all kinds of other changes here you can make. But these settings are just to make sure that it's set optimally. And they are, so you really don't have too much to worry about there. All right, let's move on to some of the different applications it talks about.
Blend. Note colon VoiceOver keys equals control dash option and will be denoted by the short form vo keys. Blend. Unlike global settings, application-specific settings affect a particular application and do not affect the entire operating system. The settings that will be discussed are for Safari, text edit, and calculator.
All right.
Blend. Safari.
All right, so let's close the VoiceOver utility by using Command.
DOM order, selected radio button, 1 of 2.
Command Q, or... Yeah, wait a second, let me just...
Speak web page, sub, move the... Automatically, group items with it, speak column and row numbers, always, navigate, select, help button, utility categories, table, one row selected, column...
Okay, all right, we'll just close this. Because I didn't change anything, actually.
Finder, desktop, Macintosh HD, selected volume.
Alright. Yeah, and I'm going to try and do this the quick way, actually. I'm going to use Spotlight, and that's Command Spacebar.
Spotlight, search text field.
Yeah, and we're going to bring up Safari.
Safari, A-S-A-F-A-R-I.
Just make sure I got that right.
S-A-F-A-R-I. Top hit, Safari. 32 items, 21 displayed.
All right, and I can hit enter here.
Finder, desktop, Safari, window, http://www.apple.com/startpage/toolbar. List 7 items, blank, Apple, blank, store, blank, Mac.
Okay, and we'll quiet VoiceOver down there. All right.
Blank. Open the preferences dialog by pressing command dash comma.
Okay, we'll do that. Command comma.
Preferences ellipsis. Now in window, general, http://www.apple.com/startpage/edit text content selected.
And command comma is a shortcut key that can be used in all programs and applications on the Mac that will bring up preferences quickly.
Once again, this is a multi-page dialog containing 8 pages. On the general page under the section Remove Download List Items, there will be a pop-up menu. Pop-up menus can be negotiated by holding the vote keys and pressing the spacebar one time to enter the menu. Vote keys down arrow and up arrow will move through the menu, and vote keys spacebar will select the highlighted item. And pressing the spacebar one on the general page under the section Remove Download List Items, there will be a pop-up menu. Pop-up menus can be negotiated by holding the vote keys and pressing the spacebar one time to enter the menu. Vote keys down arrow and up arrow will move through the menu, and vote keys spacebar will select the highlighted item. Select upon successful download. On the same page of the dialog, uncheck Open Save Files after downloading.
Okay. And we are in the general tab, so we can tab around this.
Set to current page button. After 1 month, pop-up button. Downloads, pop-up button.
Okay, and it was talking about the downloads pop-up button. Let me go through this again.
Item. And on the, once again, this is a multi-page dialog containing 8 pages. On the general page under the section Remove Download List Items, there will be a pop-up menu. Pop-up menus can be negotiated by holding the vote keys. On the general page under the section Remove Download List Items, there will be a pop-up menu. Pop-up menus can be negotiated by holding the vote keys and pressing the spacebar one time. Item. Select upon successful download. On the same page of the dialog, uncheck Open Save Files after downloading.
All right.
Manually, pop-up button. Downloads, pop-up button. After 1 month, pop-up button.
Let's see.
Remove history items, colon. Set to current page, button. Remove history items, colon. After 1 month, pop-up button. Save downloaded files to, colon. Downloads, pop-up button. Save downloaded files to, colon.
Okay, that's a save download. Is that what it wanted?
Select upon successful download. On the same page of the dialog, uncheck Open Save Files after downloading.
Downloads, pop-up button. Remove download list items, colon. Manually, pop-up button. Remove download list items, colon.
Select upon successful download. On the same page of the dialog, uncheck Open Save Files after downloading. Item. And pressing the spacebar one time to enter the menu. Vote keys down arrow and up arrow will move through the menu, and vote keys spacebar will select the highlighted.
Alright, this said something about removing.
On the general page under the section Remove Download List Items, there will be a pop-up menu. Pop-up menus can be negotiated by holding the vote keys and pressing the spacebar one time to enter the menu. Vote keys down arrow and up arrow will move through the menu, and vote keys spacebar will select the highlighted item.
Okay.
Downloads, pop-up button, save downloaded file, downloads, remove download list items, colon. Manually, pop-up button. Open, save files after downloading, check checkbox. Manually, pop-up button.
Okay, now there's...
Select upon successful download. On the same page of the dialog, uncheck Open Save Files after downloading. On the advanced page of the dialog, under the select upon successful item.
No, this isn't... Okay. All right.
Remove download list items, colon. Manually, pop-up button. Open, save files after downloading, check checkbox.
That's checked.
And pressing the spacebar one time to enter the menu. Item. Select upon successful download. On the same page of the dialog, uncheck Open Save Files after downloading.
Okay, so we'll uncheck this.
Uncheck, open, save files after downloading, checkbox.
Okay, and these optimizations are for Leopard and not Snow Leopard, so there may be some slight differences here in these notes, because this isn't quite matching what this said as far as going to a pop-up button.
Item.
Unless I'm reading it wrong.
And pressing the on the one oak blank.
Let's do this again.
Open the preferences dialog by pressing command dash comma.
Did that.
Once again, this is a multi-page dialog containing 8 pages.
Right.
On the general page under the section Remove Download List Items, there will be a pop-up menu. Pop-up menus can be negotiated by holding the vote keys and pressing the spacebar one time to enter the menu. Vote keys down arrow and up arrow will move through the menu, and vote keys spacebar will select the highlighted item. Select upon successful download. On the same page of the dialog, uncheck Open Save Files after downloading. On the advanced page of the dialog, select upon successful download. On the same page of the item.
Okay. Okay, what?
Select upon successful download on the same page of the dialog, uncheck open save files after downloading.
Okay, and we did do that. I don't know why it's referring to the other pop-up, because it didn't tell us to do anything in it. So I'm going to move forward.
On the advanced page of the dialog under the section Universal Access, check the box that says press tab to highlight each item on the web page. This will.
Okay.
In a new window, selected radio button 1 of 2. Open links from applications : In a new window, selected radio button 1 of 2. Help button. General, selected button. Appearance button. Bookmarks button. Tabs button. RSS button. Autofill button. Security button. Advanced button.
All right. And I'll select that.
Never use font sizes smaller than, uncheck checkbox. Press tab to highlight each item on a web page, uncheck checkbox.
Okay. That's what we're looking for, I believe.
Select upon successful download on the advanced page of the dialog under the section Universal Access, check the box that says press tab to highlight each item on the web page. This will allow the tab key to move through the links on the page and option dash tab to move through controls such as edit fields, checkboxes, and push buttons.
Okay.
9. Dimmed combo box. Press tab to highlight each item on a web page. Uncheck checkbox.
So we'll check that.
Check. Press tab to highlight each item on a web page. Checkbox.
Okay.
Hiding the bookmarks bar can make a voiceover user's experience browsing the internet much easier. The bookmark bar contains a variety of websites. A user can easily go to by the click of a mouse or the press of the voiceover keys. However, since there are many bookmarks on the bar, it takes a while to find the actual HTML content. Hiding this bar enables the voiceover user to access the content quickly and easily. A voiceover user can access bookmarks from the menu bar. Blank.
Okay, so it's telling us to hide those and
Safari.
That we can actually use the voiceover commands to get to them. Let's see here.
Option dash tab highlights all items except links. Style sheet : none selected pop-up button. Proxies : change settings button. Show develop menu and menu bar, uncheck checkbox. Help button. General button. Appearance button. Bookmarks button.
Okay, we'll go in here.
Include top sites, check checkbox. Include address book, uncheck checkbox. Include Bonjour, uncheck checkbox. Bookmarks menu : include bookmarks bar, check checkbox. Include address book, uncheck checkbox. Include bookmarks bar, include address book, include Bonjour, collections : include address book, check checkbox.
Blank, from the menu bar. Blank, the bookmarks bar can be found under the view menu and can be hidden in the following two ways :
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, let's go out of this then.
Finder, desktop, Macintosh HD, selected volume.
The bookmarks bar can be found under the view menu and can be hidden in the following two ways :
Oh, damn it. Okay, I closed.
Finder.
That still confuses me. All right, let me go back in. I did this wrong.
Macintosh HD, selected volume. Finder, desktop, Macintosh HD, selected volume.
And now Spotlight's not working.
Spotlight, Macintosh HD, selected volume. Finder, desktop, Macintosh HD, selected volume. Finder. Spotlight, Macintosh HD, selected volume.
Okay, why is Spotlight not working now?
Finder, desktop, Macintosh HD, selected volume. Macintosh HD, selected volume. Finder, desktop, Macintosh HD, selected volume.
Alright, fine. And I do not know why Spotlight is now refusing to work.
Spotlight, Macintosh HD, selected volume.
I'm hitting Command Spacebar to bring it up, and it's beeping at me and going back to Finder. So, all right. We have the hard disk highlighted here in Finder, so I'm just going to do a Control O, or a Command O, sorry. Or no, it is Control O. Oh, come on.
Spotlight search text field.
Now, you just sat here and you heard this say Spotlight, you heard it beep, and you heard it go back to Finder. And now, for whatever reason, it is in Spotlight.
S-A-F-A-R-I. Top hit, Safari. 32 items, 21 displayed.
All right. Okay. We'll go on this way then.
Safari, window, HTTP. List 7 items. Blank, Apple, blank, store, blank, all right. Mac,
shut
blank,
up.
iPod plus iTunes.
Shut up, voiceover. Thank you. All right, let's see how we get our view menu up here.
The bookmarks bar can be found under the view menu and can be hidden in the following two ways, colon, blank, 1. Press Command-Shift-B. This command is a toggle that allows the bar to be hidden or shown. Alternatively, pressing Control-F2 will activate the menu.
Yeah, let's just do the Control-F2 for grins and giggles.
Control-F2.
Oops, wrong keyboard. All right.
Menu bar, Apple. Safari. File. Edit. View.
All right, and we'll go down through here. Arrow down.
View, menu, 13 items. High bookmarks bar, Command-Shift-B.
And Command-Shift-B is the shortcut to it, so you can do it either way. And we can enter here.
High bookmarks bar.
Okay.
1. Press Command-Shift-D. This command bar, press right arrow to move to the view menu and then press the down arrow until the choice hide bookmarks bar is heard and press enter to select the item. The menu will close and the bar will be hidden.
Okay, and that's, I believe that's what I did. Alright, let me check this just to be sure.
Menu bar, so file, edit, view, menu, 13 items. Show bookmarks bar, Command-Shift-B.
All right, yep, and it is, because now it's saying show, if I hit enter on it, so.
Closing menu, blank, iPod plus iTunes.
Okay.
Blank, text edit.
All right, and that is that for Safari. So we can close Safari now. Doing Command Q.
Finder, desktop, Macintosh HD, selected volume.
All right, let's make sure I don't have any other spotlights or anything up.
Finder.
Okay, and I'm doing a command tab, and that's all that's there is Finder. All right, so next we're going to go to text edit.
Open the preferences dialog by pressing Command-comma.
All right. Let me try this again with Spotlight. We'll go to text edit.
Interactive. Top hit. Safari. 32 items. 21 displayed.
And I think this is still up for some reason. Maybe it doesn't close. Maybe when the first time I use it, it doesn't actually close. And I'm not understanding that.
So show all. 0. Highlighted. Show all. 128 items, 18 displayed.
See, and I don't really know how to use this spotlight fully yet, and the person that told me to use it didn't tell me how to close it, so I'll have to figure that out.
0. Show all. 0. Spotlight search text field content selected.
All right.
Finder, desktop, Macintosh HD, selected volume. Open, list view, table, no selection.
All right, I'm just going to do the Command O and open this time because I'm not exactly sure how to maneuver back and forth from the spotlight. Sorry about that.
Applications, Tuesday, November 10th, 2009-43:43 p.m. at list view table, no selection. Address book, text edit, Saturday, June 27th, 2009-02, open, text edit, window, untitled, edit text, has keyboard focus.
All right, yeah, we now have text edit open, and the instructions were telling us to bring preferences up again, and that's command, comma.
Not in table.
Oops, do it on the right keyboard, dummy.
Preferences, ellipsis. Now in window, preferences, new document, selected tab 1 of 2.
All right.
This is a multi-page dialog containing two pages. The first page will be highlighted and is called New Document. Under the Options section, Show Ruler should be unchecked. The reason for this is that it allows VoiceOver to track better when reading the text of a document. If the ruler is checked, the VoiceOver cursor will sometimes get stuck on the ruler and read its information rather than the document.
All right, so it's telling us to turn the ruler off here.
Rich text. Selected radio button 1 of 2. Wrap to page. Unchecked checkbox. 75. Width colon. Edit text content selected.
And I'm tabbing through here.
30. Height colon. Edit text contents. Change button. Change button. Author colon. Edit text.
Maybe I should be using my voiceover. Here, let's see.
Author colon. Document properties can only be used in rich text files. Choose file greater show properties to change settings for individual documents. Properties. Helvetica 12. Rich text font colon. Change button.
Yeah, okay.
Rich text font colon. Change button. Helvetica 12. Rich text font colon. Properties. Document properties can only be used in rich text files. Choose file greater show properties to change. Author colon. Edit text. Organization colon. Organization colon. Edit text. Copyright colon. Copyright colon. Edit text. Options.
Okay, and it said it would be here in options.
Check spelling as you type. Check checkbox. Smart copy slash paste. Check checkbox. Check grammar with spelling. Uncheck checkbox. Smart quotes. Uncheck checkbox. Correct spelling automatically. Check checkbox. Smart dashes. Uncheck checkbox. Show the ruler. Check checkbox.
All right, and we'll uncheck this.
Unchecked. Show the ruler. Checkbox.
Okay.
Blank. Calculator.
All right, and that's all we have to do, I guess, to that. So I will close this.
Finder, window, applications, list view, table, one row selected, name, text edit, date.
All right, and we're going to go to calculator.
Chess, Tuesday, May 19th, dashboard, Friday, chess, calculator, Monday, July 6th, 2009-17:22, open.
Going to
calculator,
open.
Window, calculator, zero, main display.
All right, and we'll see what it has to say about calculator.
For a speech user to use calculator effectively, the following settings must be checked. Blank, list of four items. 1, vote keys dash M equals menu bar. 2, right arrow to speech. 1. Vote keys dash M equals menu bar.
Okay, so vote keys M.
Alt control M.
Oh, do it on the right keyboard and it would help, wouldn't
loading.
It?
Loading. McTwit dash right
menu bar,
dialogue.
Apple.
Focus on the list of messages.
Oh, sorry about that.
Alt tab. I can work this thing.com dash window. 1. Vote keys dash M equals menu bar.
All right, so we have the menu bar up.
2. Right arrow to speech.
Right arrow to speech.
Calculator. File. Edit. View. Convert. Speech.
Speech. Okay.
2. Right arrow to speech. 3. Down arrow to speak button pressed and if it doesn't say check, press enter. 4. Repeat the above procedure and when arrowing down through the speech menu when speak result is heard, press enter to check it if it isn't already checked.
Okay.
Speech menu. 2 items. Speak button pressed. Speak result. Speak button pressed.
Okay, it said that.
3. Down arrow to speak button pressed and if it doesn't say check, press enter.
Okay, and if it doesn't say check, press enter.
Speak result. Speak button pressed. Speech enabled. Closing menu. 0. Main display. Speak button pressed. Checked.
Okay. do this again.
Menu bar, Apple. Calculate, file, edit, view, convert, speech, speech menu, two items. Check mark, speak button pressed. Speak result.
Okay, and I think we repeat that here.
Speak result checked.
All right.
4. Repeat the above procedure and when arrowing down through the speech menu when speak result is heard, press enter to check it if it isn't already checked. Blank. List end. Blank. At this point, calculations can be typed in on the keyboard and will be spoken. Blank. Using VoiceOver to navigate around Leopard as well as various applications.
All right, let's see what this says here.
Blank. Note colon VoiceOver keys equals control dash option and will be denoted by the short form vo keys. Blank. 1. Orientation to the screen left paren where are my keys right paren. A. Vo keys dash F1 equals application. Press twice equals application chooser list. B. Vo keys dash F2 equals window. Press twice equals window chooser list. C. Vo keys dash F3 equals voiceover cursor focus dot dot.
Okay, and I think these are just some of the vo key things that we've already covered, at least to a little bit of an extent here in the last podcast.
D. Vo keys F4 equals keyboard focus. E. Vo keys F5 equals mouse focus. F. Vo keys F6 equals selection. This pertains to either text or items. Blank. 2. VoiceOver menu and utility. A. VoiceOver menu equals vo keys F7. Here find items pertaining to VoiceOver commands, help and settings. B. VoiceOver utility equals vo keys F8. Change VoiceOver settings such as rate, pitch, type of voice and other settings.
Yeah, and these are just various vo shortcut keys to get these things done.
Blank. 3. Navigating the desktop. A. Arrow keys. B. Tap through icons. C. Type first few letters of desired item. Blank. 4. Opening and closing items in a folder or on the desktop. A. Command dash O opens an item.
Yep. Command O opens things.
B. Pressing enter on an item opens an edit box where the item can be renamed.
Oh, okay, that one's interesting.
B. Pressing enter on an item opens an edit box
right,
where the item can be renamed.
That's if we hit enter on it, it will try to rename it.
C. Command dash W closes a window or folder.
Command W closes windows and folders, and then I'll probably say Command Q closes application.
Selection deleted.
What did it say? Selection deleted. What's going on here? Now, why in the world did it just come up and arbitrarily say selection deleted? What's going on here?
Finder, window, applicate, calculator, 0, main display.
Hopefully that was nothing of any importance, but I don't know why it come up and just said that the selection was deleted just all by itself. I wasn't even touching that keyboard, actually.
D, Command-Q closes applications.
Okay.
Blank. 5, the menu bar. A. Vo keys dash M activates menu.
Yep. VoiceOver keys and M, or you can just use the Apple commands, which is Control F2.
B. Vo keys dash M twice activates the status menu, which shows clock, battery status, and other items.
Yeah, which I didn't know that. So if we do it twice.
Menu bar, time machine, menu, 3 items. Time machine not configured, dimmed. Browse other time machine disks. Open time machine preferences, ellipsis.
Now why did it do that?
B. Vo keys dash M twice activates the status menu with shoes, clock, battery status, and other items.
And that's what I did.
Time machine not configured, dimmed. Browse other time machine disks. Open time machine time machine not configured, dimmed. Bluetooth menu, 7 items. Time machine menu 22:59 PM clock menu 4 items.
Oh, that's kind of weird. Okay, this is interesting.
System sound volume menu 1 items. 22:59 PM clock menu 4 items. Time machine menu 3 items.
Okay, I haven't been in here before, so.
Bluetooth menu 7 items. No signal. Airport menu extra. Airport menu 8 items.
Yeah, interesting. All kinds of things in here. Bluetooth and
eject menu, 1 items.
Okay.
System sound volume menu, 1 items. 23:00 PM clock menu, 4 items.
I wish it would read the time better than that. That's kind of awkward. May have to go and do some more adjusting there. I don't know how I have that set.
Time machine menu, 23:00 PM clock menu, 4 items. Calculator, window, calculator.
Okay, so yeah, it's just voice over M and voice over M again quickly. And you get into that little section.
C, vote keys dash shift dash M activates context menu, same as right clicking on the link or item or using the applications key in Windows.
Okay. So vote keys shift M.
C, vote keys dash shift dash M activates context menu, same as right clicking on the link or item or using the applications key in Windows.
And that's good to know because you need to do that every so often.
Blank. 6. Where are applications located? A, command dash shift dash A opens the applications folder. B, use arrows, tab or type the first few letters of the application. C, command dash O opens the application. Blank. 7. Navigating toolbars. Blank. One of the major changes found in Leopard is the use of a toolbar rather than the multi-page dialog found in Tiger. This can be illustrated by taking a look at the preferences in Mail. Blank. List of 3 items. 1. Go to the desktop by pressing Vote keys dash shift dash D.
Alright, we're not going to worry about this right now.
2. Open A3. Press list end. Blank. With the letter quote M quote. 4. If the word quote mail quote is heard, application word quote mail 5. Preferences 6. The 7. Press Vote key bar quote 8. Blank. Note colon interacting with an object or content is similar to opening a box and taking a look inside. In the case of a toolbar, when focus is brought to the toolbar, the words quote toolbar quote are heard. However, without interacting with the object, it is impossible to view and manipulate the various controls. Blank. 9. While holding the vote keys, use the choices blank. Note colon area is find the under the use vote if focus blank. Using voiceover help. Blank. There are a variety of ways to get help using voiceover. They are colon. Blank. 1. Vote keys dash question dash mark, which opens the main list of help topics for voiceover.
Alright, that could be useful if you need to get some help with voiceover. Do the voiceover keys and the question mark.
2. Vote keys dash H press twice opens context sensitive help. Here can be found a list of commands to manipulate the application or control that has focus. 3. Vote keys dash command dash F8 activates the voiceover getting started tutorial.
Okay, and that could be real helpful, and I probably need to do that still.
3. Vote keys dash command dash F8 activates the voiceover getting started.
Okay, vote keys, command F8. All right, and then it starts up the voiceover tutorial, so that could be real handy for a novice like myself.
Tutorial.
I have been going through some of the online information, but honestly, I haven't finished all of it yet, so still stumbling a little bit here and there.
Blank. Below are the steps to navigate the main voiceover help topics.
All right, and you can continue going down this page, but I did want to go through some of this. Both of these mailing lists are excellent lists. Like I said, the Mac Visionaries list and the Mac VoiceOver list, which is what this website here is associated with, IcanWorkThisThing.com. Great sources of information. And you can ask all kinds of questions on the lists and get them answered. I've been saving some of the emails that I've been getting there, and they've been real helpful at trying to start learning some more of this. And now we have VoiceOver essentially configured, so it's going to work well for us. And in the last podcast, we covered moving around a bit with Finder and Spotlight. I still need to do a little bit more work here on Spotlight because I'm a little confused with it, as you saw here when I was messing with it. So that pretty much wraps up this podcast. Next time, I'm not sure what I'm going to cover, but I do want to keep moving on. I may go into some applications, may set up email, may try and download an application and install it. Not sure yet. But keep giving me your comments and suggestions. You can write me at rharmon, R-H-A-R-M-O-N, at blindgeekzone.net. That's rharmon, R-H-A-R-M-O-N, at blind, B-L-I-N-D, dash, geek, G-E-E-K, dash, Z-O-N-E, dot net. And I've gotten quite a few comments there. I've gotten some good responses, actually, so that's great. And all your comments, suggestions, and help are greatly welcome, and they're teaching me a lot. Anything you'd like me to show, if you're someone like myself that's just gotten your Mac and is trying to learn things, let me know. I'll do my best to do that. And we'll keep moving on. But thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you again soon. Here's my contact information. If you'd like to go to the Blind Geek Zone website, you can get there by going to www.blind-geek-zone.net. If you'd like to send me an email to ask me a question or send comments on anything you've listened to, you can email me at rharmon@blind-geek-zone.net. That is rharmon, R-H-A-R-M-O-N, at blind-geek-zone.net. You can also leave questions via Skype. You can leave information for the Blind Geek Zone podcast, tips, tricks, questions, and things like that. And my contact information for Skype is rharmon928. That's R-H-A-R-M-O-N 928. And you can also follow me at Twitter. And my contact information at Twitter is for Rickster the Geek, which is my personal Twitter account. You can follow me there by going to www.twitter.com/ Rickster the Geek. That's capital R-I-C-K-S-T-E-R. Capital T, H E, capital G, E E K. You can also follow the Blind Geek Zone on Twitter by going to www.twitter.com/ Blind Geek Zone. That's capital B L I N D, capital G, E-E-K, capital Z-O-N-E.